Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Congratulations. On behalf of the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, you are now a member of the Jedi Alliance. May the Force be with you. Always.
Hello, and welcome to Jedi Alliance. This is obviously the discussion of the greatest saga of Star Wars.
No, off top?
Yeah.
Off the top? Oh, you're a saucy little minx. You're a saucy little minx.
For those just tuning in who have never done this before, we do a random trivia throughout the show where I will yell Star Wars to challenge you and vice versa. And I have decided to do it before we've even introduced our guest, and I am very, very sorry for that. But are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's my computer.
Good Lord, Ken.
That's my computer.
Master Kenobi.
Yeah.
Your questions start.
I'm all flummoxed.
I just showed you the answer. Starts now.
Okay.
Who did Darth Vader refer to when he say, "Now his failure is complete"? Who did Darth Vader refer to when he said,
"Obi-Wan Kenobi"?
Boom. Yes, one. What substance can sustain a person in perfect hibernation?
Carbonate.
Two for two. Who announces to those gathered at the Sarlacc pit, His Excellency,
C-3PO.
Yes! How many stormtroopers escorted Han Solo to his cell on Cloud City? Five?
That's a pause. Four.
Two.
Gah!
Three from four. Who did Han ask to get their weapons back after becoming a member of the Ewok tribe?
C-3PO.
Yes, four from five. And what Prince of Tides star was up for the role of Han Solo?
McNulty.
Oh my God, five from six. What a great start to the show. You are on Jedi Alliance. What's up? My name is Mordala. That's Master Kenobi.
That's right. And our guest is comedian, writer, former Schmoes Know production assistant, is what we should call him. No, Shoozy Pants, a.k.a. Joe Ruggiero.
That's me.
Shoozy
Pants was his unfortunate nickname during his tenure in the Schmoes Know world.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a dark time in my life, but I've moved on.
Have you turned to the light side now?
I have.
Yeah. You joined the army of light?
Now I have a real name and everything.
Joe.
I'm a big boy now.
But Joe, I know I've known for a long time. We've been through the stand-up comedy wars together. We've been in the pro wrestling wars together. Mm-hmm. Literally been at war with each other in the world of pro wrestling as we were trying to...
Who won?
In the end, I won.
It's a tie.
Come on.
You got even.
The last shot of careers in wrestling is me standing over him with him on the ground and me with a cane in my hand.
Do you guys teabag in wrestling? Do you kind of like finish...
Not in wrestling.
No, that's what we do.
That's some decent squat form.
What we do on our Wednesday nights is none of your business.
Okay. What's sad about this show, we're going to go into episode one of Darth Vader, the comic series. I feel like the comics are coming out left, right, and center.
A lot.
We've got different episodes.
Issues.
Thank you.
Chapters.
Yeah. Different avenues we can go down. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go down the dark side, the path, this particular show.
Absolutely.
And thanks for, if you are watching live, I was a bit late and I apologize.
I wasn't going to say the reason why. You were racing over. You were doing your due diligence trying to get here on time.
And it's everyone's day off. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're here working on President's Day. Yeah. Happy President's Day. James K. Polk, 11th President of the United States. Oh, it's okay. So are we going to dive into top five questions with our good friend Joe Ruggiero?
Absolutely.
A little bit about him?
Yes.
Should we?
Let's.
Yeah?
So the top five Star Wars questions, are you ready, Joe?
Bring it.
Okay, number one, tell us about your first time.
I was probably five or six. My grandma had the whole trilogy on VHS.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Plopped me down in front of her TV, went, "Here, go."
Set you on a life of solitude.
Yeah, I think I spent the whole day just on her floor, just drooling like, ha ha ha.
At five or six, can you even comprehend what you're watching?
No, I just space and light swords and a big angry... monkey guy, and it was awesome.
Just images, basically.
Yeah. It just kind of stuck with me. And then as I got old, I mean, I don't even know how many times
I've
seen
him. What's the big angry monkey guy?
That would be Chewbacca.
Oh, Gotcha.
Again, I was five.
I was like, okay.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, okay. What's the next question? Favorite character?
The next question, what is your favorite of all six of the movies? I know you're going to say Phantom Menace.
That's a close second.
Yeah.
I'm going, settle down.
Phantom Menace! Yeah.
I'm going to go with A New Hope.
Ooh.
The one that started all of Star Wars. I do think Empire is a better movie.
Sure.
But for me, my favorite Star Wars.
Okay. Because
that's the one that started it all and just got the ball rolling.
We obviously get a lot of Empire here, but New Hope comes in second. It's usually Maude stands up for Jedi.
I'd put them in order.
It's the perfect full stop on the perfect sentence.
Order. Star Wars, Empire, Return.
Of the prequels, what's your favorite?
I just vomited in my mouth.
the third, because it's the least offensive.
Okay.
There's at least like a good 8 minutes in it that aren't complete garbage. Not in a row.
They were a necessary foundation that had to be paved for your favorite movie in the world.
That's right. What is your favorite Star Wars character?
Han Solo.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
Where we're friends.
Yeah. Rogue, who has the coolest spaceship and the big angry monkey sidekick and ends up with the princess. I mean, that's the dream, dude. That's the dream.
That is the dream, having a big angry monkey as a friend.
Yeah. Right? And I'd put him as a close second of my favorites. I love Chewie. He's amazing.
Chewie and R2 are my two favorites, which is why this Duel of the Fates today is going to be very, very interesting indeed.
I didn't realize that I maybe hurt your soul with
this
question.
You are tearing me apart inside.
That's
going to be hard.
Oh, hi, Joe. Favorite quotes? Get any quotes that you like to use? I've been in social situations with you, and I'm trying to remember if I could guess, but hit me.
Probably my favorite would be, after all the standards, like, that's no moon, and do or do not. I always love just the scene where Chewie's playing R2, and the little, hologram chess, and C-3PO just goes, "Let the Wookiee win," and Chewie just sits back like,
yeah.
It's a great Chewie movie.
You really let me in. And beneath that, I think one of my favorite recurring things that I can't quote because I do an awful Chewbacca impression is just every time he starts yelling at Han Solo, I just think that's amazing.
Please, you gotta try it.
You gotta do it once.
The beginning of Empire when he's working on the wing and Han comes down, he's just... See, terrible.
Not bad. And, not bad. Better than mine. I was like...
They just keep yelling. I love Chewbacca yelling at Han Solo.
It's amazing. I want to discuss that moment you brought up of them playing the game and the arms and everything. Oh, I think that's the moment Chewie kind of went over with the fans
when you
watch that movie the first time. You're like, oh, this walking carpet has a personality.
Yeah.
I like him. He's got some, he's got
sassy.
Some panache. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little bit like, because Chewie knows it. Like, I will rip your ass out.
Yeah. I really will.
That's a good moment.
You should definitely listen to your little nerdy gold friend there.
Favorite force power? I know you could never be a Jedi, but if you...
I couldn't. I always like the... Well, force power? See, I'm a big fan of the Sith lightning. That's just, I just think being able to shoot lightning.
How would you like
to a
Jedi? Medium well
awesome.
Done?
Can you do the Emperor fingers, though?
I like the lightning. I just think that...
You realize we're doing personal jokes, not only in front of Joe, but in front of everyone.
Ha! Yeah, guys.
Oh gosh, we're live today.
And we are fully
totally.
That's like from that movie, Star Wars.
Yes.
So Sith. I actually like the Sith lightning. In Force Unleashed, I use that the most.
Yeah, and it'd be really helpful in like social situations, like someone who you don't want it, like Sarge Balance, like stop it. That'd be great.
Final question, and then I think we might throw in some bonus ones, maybe.
Bonus question.
Yeah. Would you turn to the dark side of the Force?
Probably. I'm easily.
I already know the answer, and I just met you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm weak.
He's wearing all red.
That's true.
It's a bit of a giveaway. And it's a TIE bomber.
TIE interceptor.
Is that an interceptor?
No, interceptor's that one. That's Vader.
Swear to God, it was TIE fighter, TIE bomber, TIE interceptor. That's an advance, is it? Then what's a TIE bomber?
TIE bomber has
the
two. TIE bomber has two. Has this one, and then there's a slightly smaller one next to it.
Oh.
It drops the bombs.
It has two fully armed.
We're going to throw another one at you since you are a Sith Lord. What's your favorite Star Wars sound effect? We've taken that. A fan has written in saying that needs to be a question.
I think that's a great question. I forget who wrote that in, but that needs to be it.
Lightsaber coming on. You just can't beat it.
That's tough to beat.
And you know what it is the second you hear it.
Yeah.
And that's the one that people often will just will do, you know. We all did it like with our pencils in high school.
Absolutely. And I have those pens that are actual lightsabers. Can I do mine? Can I do mine?
We all know
mine. The seismic charges?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to play you guys my...
Thank you.
My text tone currently.
Yeah?
I bet...
Every time I get a message.
That's that little guy.
Since we're talking about Star Wars sounds, I know you know what your text tone is.
I know you know that I know my text tone.
I know that you know I know. But I assign Maud...
I don't know.
I assign Maud this one...
Oh, that's a good one.
That is such a sexy sound.
Yeah, so every time...
It was between that and the lightsaber.
So the funny thing is, I'll tell the story, since you and I started hosting the show, I've become great friends and everything, so we'll text and communicate. I will be in business meetings at work and forget that my phone is off. So I'll be like, so then we'll move the... And the whole room jumps. And then one time I was back at my hometown for my high school, my 20th year high school reunion. You texted me like drunk at 2 in the morning and woke up all my mom's cats, dogs, everything. Just on hardwood floors.
I was watching the series and I was just like, I need to talk to you about a few things, like, now.
So I've kept it, though, out of honor of you and the Garrett family, who loves that sound.
Yes, we actually got together recently and made that sound together.
Oh, man. So we're having some fun here already. This is a great President's Day show, loose and having fun. Before we get to the Darth Vader issue one, we're going to go into our weekly segment called Star Pause.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was coming.
Mm.
All right. I'll let you reach out to Joe for help.
I won't be much
help. Help me, Joe. You're my only hope.
I'll see what I can do. No promises.
He is like a little droid.
It's true.
All right, here we go. Whose words of wisdom, when confronted by an impenetrable blast door, were, "I don't think they're going to let us in"?
This is original trilogy only, Joe.
Okay.
Whose wise words were, "I don't think they're going to let us in"? All right, let's go with that. Is it C-3PO?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job,
this house. Okay, here we go. This is hard. What type of a vessel was an ST-321?
What type of vessel was an
ST-321?
ST.
The answers are in the back. What type of vessel
was
an ST-321?
It sounds like a subterranean something. Mm-hmm. So is it a... Was it on Hoth, at least? Okay, I'm not bowing out. Got nothing.
Mm-mm.
What was it?
Anything? An Imperial shuttle.
Oh.
It's the Imperial shuttle.
Yeah.
Duh.
What did Leia say should be assembled by the time of Han Solo's rescue?
What did Leia say should be assembled? What? You've got the answer there, have you?
Come on.
Well, yell it out.
All right, Stephen, you can jump in. Yell it out.
He's giving me eyes. Just say it, and I'll say your answer.
He's not giving any hints.
He's not giving me any
hints. What did Leia say should be assembled by the time of Han Solo's rescue?
The plan.
No. I'm going to need a final answer.
The what? The council.
No. The alliance. The alliance should be assembled. See,
no good to me.
Or maybe Steven was a plant from me on the dark side to lean you to the wrong answer.
I wouldn't have got that.
All right. How many royal guards watched over the entrance of the Emperor's turbo lift?
1, 2.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
What did Han just become a member of when he sarcastically noted, "Just what I've always wanted"?
The Not Singles Anymore Bitch Club. No, try one more time, sorry.
What did Han just become a member of when he sarcastically noted, "Just what I've always wanted"?
He became a member of... Was this when he got the medal and he linked? No. A member of... There's something under the table.
I might know this one.
What's the answer?
Can I say my guess?
Yes.
I think it's the Ewok tribe?
That's right.
Oh, God.
All right.
I'm on fire today.
Whose last line in Empire Strikes Back is,
"There is another."
Oh. There is another. No, there is another. Joe, say it.
Yoda.
That's right. All right, so you got 1, 2, 3. You got 4 out of 6.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't think I did, but anyway, thank you.
We've proven we're bad at math.
You're so good at that, Mod.
All right. From there, we are going to move on to...
Quickly move on.
Renewed Hope, yes. Our weekly look at this week in Star Wars news. So, to address her people, here is Queen Amidala.
Thank you, Master Kenobi. I'd like to take this chance while speaking with the Council to apologize for Maud's trivia. I'm very disgusted in that and her, and I have been shamed greatly. Mm-hmm. All right, story number one. You can now build your own lightsaber thanks to Hasbro. Check out this pick. Basically, it's a modular kit, and there's a variety of different components where you can build your own saber, and there's a dozen different ways that you can do this. Mm-hmm. So you've got the hilt, and you can either go saber sai, or you can go saber blade, or try, or fing, and ne. We were talking about the evolution of the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Now it's just like game on. You can do whatever your imagination lets you do. There's just so many different components now. Green, blue, red, you name it, you can do it.
Are you going to get one of these?
I just feel like this is not the way of the Jedi. I know you have to construct your own lightsaber. Yeah, that's what you have to do. But we had for 30 years the tradition, and it was just it was a modified hilt, and now it's like I want to have like 7 fanning out.
So what this means is at the next Garrett family reunion, when some little member of the Garrett family is playing with their lightsaber, Auntie Maudie's going to be like, "That's not how it goes."
Back in my day, it was one saber. You were spoiled.
One blade. Yeah. And then we got 2, and that was it.
Now it's just like.
Well, but can you go old school, or do you have to be all super overdone fancy?
I think you can just go old school, yeah.
But if there's so many options available, they're even suggesting you can go Ninja Jedi and have a few dagger blades in your...
Hey, if they get to the point where I can create Githany's whip from the Darth Bane stuff, I'm on board.
I think that'll be the last.
That'll be the last one. If we can actually engineer a whip that would hurt people in a lightsaber form.
Do you know what I would really like?
What's that?
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. Saber chakras. Okay, so you know how Xena has the round blades?
I think you can get those at the pleasure chest.
Yeah.
What is that?
We'll tell you after the show.
Have I just said something really incriminating and not even known?
No, that means you're pure of heart.
Okay, good. That's why I'm a Jedi. Like my father.
You are such a Jedi.
But if you had, like, if you held it there and it was a circular saber thing and you could fight like this and then throw it.
That'd be pretty badass. While doing the Xena scream. There it is.
Well, Ken liked it.
Wow. Man down.
Wow.
Ken's just knocked over his computer and the toys.
Might
have tipped my hand how much I like Xena.
So let's just put it to you guys, if you are watching this or whether it's live or later, would you, looking at this Hasbro picture, would you create something like this? What would you create and how would you use it?
Because
I just think that the legend of the saber is just becoming, it's not so, it's not a traditional thing anymore.
I had to get Salacious Crumb. He fell down. You can't leave Salacious on the ground.
All right, story number 2. J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy are to appear at Celebration.
Nice.
Yes, this is the biggest party in the galaxy. It's the Star Wars Celebration Anaheim. It's about, 2 months away
now? It's April 16th. My birthday is April 19th. I will be at Celebration for, not for my birthday, but celebrating there.
You're celebrating at Celebration.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty cool. These two are supposed to be opening the event.
Do you think
they're going to show?
Trailer.
I think they're going to show the next clip. If it's just a teaser, I'm getting so excited. I think I'm going to throw up again. What's going on with my tummy?
What's going on today? You were late. You're throwing up.
I ate lunch too fast.
That's the problem in your car.
Like too fast.
Yeah.
It was delicious, and I was like,
you need another Jawa juice. This is exciting news for me. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy at Celebration. That means all hands on deck for Celebration.
Mm. It's going to be happening 10 a.m. PST, Thursday, 16th of April. What?
I'm going to miss it.
Damn.
I'm driving back from Vegas from a wrestling alumni convention, so.
Sucks to be.
Oh, man, what a bad week.
I'm just going to sit there and just hopefully stand next to JJ and be like, hey.
Hey.
Can you show me a clip?
You know, if someone needs to go in your place, I volunteer for that. I'd be happy.
Nah, that's
that.
Okay. We're good.
I'd be happy to.
Joe, you'll be happy to know that tickets are still available if you jump onto the website. So there you go.
There it is.
There you go.
Yes. And number three, in New York City, the Toy Fair took place on Valentine's Day, and Star Wars announced 32 new sets.
Yeah.
But none from The Force Unleashed.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's kind of obvious that they're not going to release that because it's just spoiler city.
Right. Yeah.
And here's the big device that gets blown up, and if you press this button, you'll say...
I don't want that. I don't want the Phantom Menace soundtrack with track 8, Qui-Gon's funeral. Like, I don't want that kind of spoil. 2 months before the movie. Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess I could have kind of figured he was going to go, but that's proof. I don't want the toys yet, but the Lego, the TIE Fighter.
How gorgeous is this TIE? So let me tell you a little bit about this TIE Fighter. It's going to be available in May. This is the Ultimate Collector Series. The large scale, I think it sits around, I talk in centimetres, about 45 centimetres. What's that, over a foot?
Right. I don't know the metric system.
Yeah, sorry. I don't talk in your weird one either. But there's 1,685 pieces that you can put together. Mm-hmm. The TIE Fighter pilot minifigure is equipped with a blaster pistol, and it has a display stand and an informative plaque as well. So you can actually...
An informative plaque.
Yes. Yes.
I want one of those.
So it's like, hey, what's that? Would you kindly read the plaque?
Yes. There's a plaque with information right here.
It's going to be about $200, but if you're in the UK or Australia, they haven't announced those prices yet. Chances are it's going to be a little bit
higher.
Looking
forward to that. You know I love my Star Wars Legos.
You know I love TIE Fighters.
And TIE Fighters, clearly, as my text tone would indicate.
Yeah.
I got my tax return money back here.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did, because I'm an adult, is I went to the Lego store in Glendale and just stood there for like 20 minutes and
going,
text you, actually. It said, this is what I'm going to get. And
I was like, get all of them.
Yeah. Yes. I had the Imperial Cruiser, Cruiser in my hands. And I ended up going a little smaller with the Cantina. The Cantina scene, just something awesome about it. I wanted it. And
is there a button where it goes beep 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 beep?
No, that's supplied by me after I build it.
good news for you as well. The Slave One ship is available too.
Saw that.
Now that again, the pieces count is at 1,996 pieces.
I don't have the room to put the Legos together anymore.
Mm. But it's Slave One, dude.
Yeah.
He just buys
the noise that you made when you found out it was.
He just buys the boxes and then just stares at them longingly.
That's true. I've had two women visit my room recently for.
Hi!
Not like that. Oh. For recording purposes, and both of them walked in and said, "This looks like my high school boyfriend's room." And I went, "You're accurate."
That's what guys say when they walk into my room, too. Yeah. Wait, high school boyfriend?
Yeah,
this is going into a path that I just cannot follow.
Tell us more.
But yeah, mine looks
like
it's
going to dominate your destiny.
I have the Death Star bedspread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So I've got a featured DC wall, a featured Star Wars wall, and a featured video game wall.
You deserve every marriage proposal you get in chat rooms because of that bedsheet combination.
We wrote down all the puns, the Death Star puns.
Death Star.
No, this goes there and that goes there. That's all we have for Renewed Hope. Thank you for listening to the news stories this week.
Today's show. This is what happens when you drink on the way over.
I can't even see
I did
straight.
Have a Red Bull.
Joe, I'm so glad you're here for this one.
Me too.
All right, and actually I'm glad you're here for this one because one of the reasons I got back into buying comic books 2 or 3 years ago was my friendship with you.
You're welcome.
A longtime comic book collector. Joe was like, you got to start reading. I was like, I don't like superheroes. And he was like, there's other things, you idiot, like the Star Wars.
That's a direct quote.
Yeah, that is a quote.
You idiot. Yeah.
So we're going to move into our review of, and then we're going to try to keep it as spoiler-free as we can, but of
the
Marvel's... brand new series, Darth Vader. I have one of the variant covers here. I would hang this in my room and turn more women off. But and then, of course, I keep buying the figure collections. They're going to, I think, release these for almost every issue, which is the Darth Vader one now. I've got the Luke and the Han.
They've got new, actually, on that note, and do look it up online if you do want to check out the 32 new sets for Star Wars on the Lego.
Yeah.
There's a Lego Luke and Darth Vader, and they look very cyborgy. Their stance is like a little bit like, it's weird.
How's that go?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. I'm like, eh?
So I'm going to start this off because I'm probably the most excited about it. This is, of all the things, I have, as you all know, with new canon and Rebels and all the stuff that we've been talking about since we've had the chance to start this show, mm-hmm. I've been, at best, B+.
Yeah.
On everything. Rebels, even the Marvel Star Wars, the main series, Tarkin. New Dawn, of course, we didn't like. Have you had a chance to read the New Dawn book?
I have not.
It's a C+.
I haven't heard good things, so I'm in the rush.
Tarkin's good, this and that. This Darth Vader is my, by far, the most favorite thing of the new canon for me.
We're talking A? A minus, A?
I'm giving it an A.
A.
Solid A for
A.
me.
A!
I'm giving it a solid A. No A minus. A plus is, I'll reserve that for something special.
Yeah.
I love what they did with this. First of all, if you haven't started picking up the Marvel series, the main book, get that, Jason Aaron series, because this, it factors in. It literally, what I think we're going to get, because we got Princess Leia coming out soon, too, mm-hmm. is that we're going to get leapfrog stories.
I think there's already a 250,000 editions sent out for that.
For that one?
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what they do with Leia. So the story, so this picks off.
Leia? Don't even know her.
No. Hey-o. Star Wars pun. Star pun. This one picks up right after issue 2 of the main one. It literally just dives right in. So it's all going to be connected in a fine woven tapestry.
Yes.
Funny that you did that voice. A lot of it is a conversation between Darth Vader and the Emperor. Now, the only reason why I know that is because I have read this particular issue.
Right.
I just read it at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday because I was still drunk.
You were still up.
So,
girl.
Friday night, the last that I remember taking a shot going, let's do this! And then the lights came on, they're like, hey, we're closing. And I was like, what? So, kicked on, and then by 6 a.m., it was the perfect time.
So, this was mod on Friday night. Shot! Lights on. Don't read Darth Vader!
Yes! Yes!
It's a natural progression. I see, I get it.
And
that's why we adore you.
With my friends, I decided to act out the Emperor. So I remember reading all the lines. I just have no idea what happened.
Wait, so you were reading this?
This is better than
the review. You were reading this comic to your friends drunk and doing all the voices?
Yes.
Why wasn't I invited to this party?
I should have at 6 a.m. Ken, listen, help!
I know that you probably...
So from what you remember, what do you like about it?
They were fun dialogue.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple of times being like, oh! No, wait, I have to act it out. But I was distracted because it was good.
You get a chance to pick it up and read?
I'm just sad I missed Maud's rendition.
I am too.
I started
video
it. Beta was too deep for me.
Yeah,
I figured that out pretty quickly. A
couple
quickly.
More whiskeys, you would have got it.
But yes, no, I definitely echo your sentiments. I think it's. I've liked the main Star Wars line, but I think this is better.
Yeah.
And
could you help me tap into why? I don't know quite why yet. I have a theory, but.
Because these are the two of the biggest characters in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Because these are the bad guys, and I feel like you never really got to know the intricacies behind it.
Yeah.
I think every time the Emperor is the biggest onion out there, and every time you peel back a layer, you're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
So to have that communication between Vader as well, you're finally understanding the dark side, and it isn't good or bad anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not the rebels are the good guys. That doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah. No. And I think... seeing the hints of dissension between Vader and the Emperor.
Yes.
I think that's just awesome. The Star Wars mainline basically feels just like another movie, which granted is awesome.
But
this is, one of the greatest, most iconic villains of all time delving into it. And they actually got it right, which thank God, because it would be so easy to write a really bad Darth Vader
that
story.
That is the thing. They got it right. There's been other Vader stories. Dark Horse did a ton. There's been a lot out there. They got this right. It seemed very true to Vader, what we know now.
Yeah, I mean, just reading it, I could hear his voice in my head. All the lines felt like him, felt like the Emperor, felt like Jabba. Obviously, all I would hear was...
Yeah. I think James Luceno did a great job with Tarkin in explaining that character, but I rated that one a little bit lower. This one, it sizzled off the page. I hate to sound like some kind of little critic. It sizzled off the page. It popped. It zoomed. But it did. I've read this comic now 4 times since I bought it. I just want to take it in.
How many times did you read the original Star Wars?
One. Twice, because we were reviewing it. The second one I just read once. issue two of the mainline.
Yeah, I've read all of them twice, but yeah, no, it also just looks great, like the artwork. Love that big
the artwork was spectacular.
I love that big splash of him in Jabba's.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I love that in it's not really a spoiler because that was put out in other Star Wars
issue.
Yeah, they teased that.
Yeah.
But I loved like in the back of that the little blue elephant dudes like cringing, like just that little attention to detail is just so awesome.
And when you cross over, it doesn't seem forced. Vader to Jabba's palace could easily be forced.
Yeah,
and they even do a direct callback to Return of the Jedi in the first couple panels, and. It seemed like father like son, and except for this is the darker version.
Yeah,
and Bib Fortuna's got a great, great stuff. Boba Fett's in it, of course, not to spoil it. And there's a new character, a Wookiee bounty hunter. I think his name's Black Karsten.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, I don't remember that. And I will not.
I would remember doing that.
we will.
Never
again. He's got this awesome scar that goes from his eyeball all the way over. And his fur's gone.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And if you're gonna introduce new characters, sometimes it could be clunky in comic books. We know from Dark Horse. Dark Horse did some great things, but sometimes you're like, that wouldn't be in the Star Wars universe. Or even Marvel back in the 70s with the bunny character. But and I won't spoil the end, but that final panel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I can say about it.
Pretty much.
Breathtaking. Loved it.
I can't remember it. I can't remember.
Can we take a time out of the show? I'm going to have you read it.
Sorry. Oh, you done. I've just been reading all the comments. And hi, Cobster, who's watching? And I commented on people wigging out.
I think the moral of the story is be sober when you read it.
Yeah, please.
Or not.
No, it was a lot of fun. But remember how I had to do this again for... What else was it? I Twitch streamed Game of Thrones, and I did a drink for drink with every character that decided to drink. I would have one. And then the first scene, they all toasted, and I was like... Oof. Can't remember the rest of it. So I had to do it again.
Right.
So overall,
don't drink, kids.
Don't drink while you're reading comics. Overall, I'm going to give this an A.
That's
by
fantastic.
Far, this is the thing that's got me most excited for.
What I want to know though, if this is off the back of issue one from Star Wars, can you avoid that? Say you just want to spend and focus your energy into one, or is it what they're doing where it's a spiderweb effect where it's all interlaced, and if you miss one, then
I think you're gonna miss out on the full experience.
Yeah, I mean, you don't necessarily. They don't spend a lot of time discussing what's going on in the Star Wars mainline. It's it's basically just kind of this is what I've been up to, and it's one or two panels. But you will probably miss out on something.
Yeah.
You will be missing something if you don't.
So someone can't dabble in Star Wars anymore.
No.
It's like that, there were three movies and they were cool. The other three, they were all right. Now it's like, you've got to read them all.
Dude, go big or go home, man.
Worry's not the right word because I sound like an over-concerned fan. This is going to be a fun time to be a Star Wars fan. But now we're even hearing, it's probably just rumors in the video game side, that if Star Wars Battlefront 3 or whatever the new one's called finally comes out, it might have ties to Force Awakens.
It does. It does. They're releasing it with the movie.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes it gets... I don't have the time to take it all in, and I feel... Yeah. I worry that I'd be missing something. I'm sure JJ was like, you don't have to play the video game before you see the movie, but...
I would... From a gamer's perspective, any time they copy or run alongside a movie, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Have
a
standalone Jedi Academy. I'm playing that at the moment, and it's great because it's all new Padawans. There's new people. There may be a bit of a cameo here and there, but it's just like it's its own story, which is what we're having in A New Dawn. So Battlefront, I know that they're waiting until Force Awakens is
out,
possibly to spawn a spin-off from a particular event that takes place there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Most impressive.
Most impressive. So, yeah, the new canon, the connectivity of it, it's daunting at times, but right now...
It's a quick read.
It is. That's the nice thing about comic
books. Or was I like 4 hours later?
It's great. Okay. Great. So, that's our look at Darth Vader number one from Marvel. Go out and pick it up. And now we're going to jump on into our new next segment with Duel of the Fates, our weekly Star Wars... here we go.
There's music and everything.
With me, everyone. Come on.
No, this is what I do. I just watch you watch it move through your soul.
I can't add anything to that.
You shouldn't.
And I wouldn't, no. Yeah.
Sorry.
Making John Williams proud.
Duel of Fates. It's our weekly debate where we take two things from the Star Wars universe and pit them together. Last week, I wasn't here. You guys did a spectacular job. Monty Garrett, along with Mark Riley and David Fickus, holding down the fort. I don't even say holding down the fort. You just ruled the fort. You held it strong. I was so proud of you guys. I was driving back from Berkeley trying to catch a little bit on my YouTube while I was driving.
That's
don't do
not
that at
safe.
Home. Do that. You guys did great. So last week, we had a debate.
Yes.
That I was not a part of.
Well, then I'll get you both to weigh in on this, if that's cool. The question was, which path would you rather follow? The path of the Jedi or of the bounty hunter? And why?
Mm.
Would you rather
go
to Jedi Academy?
Yeah, Jedi.
At a very young age.
You get a lightsaber at Jedi Academy.
You
sign
have to
me
build
up.
Your own.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll, that's good.
But you get
yeah.
taken away from your family at a very young age.
Yeah.
Mm. I think they'd be okay with that. So.
Strict set of rules you have to follow.
I would go with Bounty Hunter.
I want to hear why.
I, drawing from my real life here, I believe it or not, I was actually in a bunch of gifted school programs. Like I was in advance, like, oh, you're in fourth grade. You should probably go to college next year kind of thing. I dropped out of all of that. I dropped out of college to start my radio career. I just don't like formal education too much. And to sit in a Jedi Academy and study holocrons with Jocasta in the library and learn patience and all that kind of stuff, I'd rather kind of be hanging out in a dive bar, having a Jawa juice and watching some of the weird games that were on the Coruscant bar. And I don't trust anyone in that group. I don't trust Boba Fett as far as I can throw him, but I bet he's good company. I mean, look at those ladies at the Jabba's Palace. They liked them. Mm. I want to hang around with that guy.
So all right. You convinced me to change my answer.
No, you can't. Damn it.
No, why do you want to be a Jedi? Because your father was.
No, I don't anymore.
Jedi to on the dark side of the Force with Vicar Fleet. So that's what I'd go with. What
so you would never have any Force flowing through your veins?
I would love it.
You know, the dark side has cookies.
Allegedly, according to T-shirts.
That's what I hear.
I would love the idea of it. But I don't know. I'm kind of a solo bird too. You know, like I'm happy spending Friday night alone watching Star Wars.
That was someone's answer. I'm alone and with friends. That's why I'm a bounty hunter.
Exactly. Mm. So I could see myself getting in Slave One, dropping some seismic charges on some Jedi. So that's what'd you go with?
A Jedi.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. And you know what? Guys, I think you kind of miss what Duel of the Fates is all about. It's a either-or discussion. A lot of people were just like, I would go to the Jedi Academy, and then I would not be taken on, and I would fail the test, and then but I'd also had a bit of force of sensitivity, and then I would go and be a bounty hunter. No.
Be a really good bounty hunter. You get that Jedi Academy training and a lightsaber.
Yeah, that's what they're all saying. Oh, but Ventress did that. She's, you know, she was almost a Sith Lord. Before something happened, and then she went and what was a bounty hunter.
It's like, always good to find
Beggars can't be choosers, you know. TJ was one of them, and everyone liked his status, so I feel I should read it. He said, "I'd be a bounty hunter trained in the Jedi arts because then you get the best of both worlds." And everyone was like, but which one came out on top? It was close. It was 60-40.
Really?
That is a near even split.
That's one of our closer ones.
Yep. 60-40 split just to the Jedis. Yes. And the thing that tipped it over was because they could still be a Sith or a Grey Jedi.
Okay.
But the fact that you had the lightsaber and you had Force powers, that's honestly what it came to. Yeah, I'd put up with the rules, but the payoff is so great.
Right.
So we've got here Glenn Ingram, who said lightsaber over dual blasters any day. Mm-hmm. Glenn said, Jedi for me, there are some rules, but that's why it's not for everyone. The lightsaber and the Force are a bonus, but being a Jedi is more than that. You're a peacekeeper. Sure, you're bounded by rules, but hey, I would take some rules if it meant training to potentially save people. You're a good person, Glenn. And then Bounty Hunter. Do you want to read yours?
We're having some internet problems today, which is one of the reasons we're delayed as well. So, Bounty Hunter, Russell Prideau says, Bounty Hunter, I don't want parasites in my blood. No many cards, please. Russell, great comment. Plus, I don't need, quote, magic powers to win my fights. Andrew Slayton says, Bounty Hunter, live a more fun life. More importantly, you can date without it being a secret and become most sought-after person in the galaxy for work. Carlos Rivera says, I'd be a Bounty Hunter. I'd be my own man. Plus, can always steal a lightsaber from a corpse. He's assuming he's going to make one. And plus, imagine all the women all over the galaxy. Women love the bad boys with all the toys.
If you do find a lightsaber, what is the myth behind being able to turn it on? Because aren't they accustomed? I kind of see it like Harry Potter going into Ollivander's wand shop. It's suited to the person. If it's not your wand, sure, you can kind of use it, but it's not great.
I don't. Because
Han Solo uses Luke's to open the tunnel.
But just to open, not to fight. It was like you couldn't even turn it on. Ezra couldn't even turn it on because he wasn't a proper Jedi.
Are we counting Rebels already as fact?
It's bloody canon.
I've read that. I think in some of the earlier expanded universe books, I kind of remember reading something like that. Like if you're,
I know that there's
like
a button. There's a button.
Use it
if,
it, look,
if
it's you're certainly, a Jedi. It certainly makes sense that that would
because that
be
is a dangerous
case,
weapon.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's like Judge Dredd's gun. You can't just pick it up. It's got to be tuned to you, man.
Yeah, okay. Thor's hammer.
Thor's hammer, bro.
Right. My toys in my room.
Your toys in your room.
No, I'm not talking about my toys in my room.
Hello.
But I do have a bookshelf, which is just purely for my geeky collections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we know all about your bookshelf, Mod.
Bookshelf. Today's show sponsor is the Pleasure Chest, located on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Let's get into this week's Duel of Fate.
Yes.
I hope you guys...
Yes!
It's back! That one really got you. You were expecting the other one.
Wow.
That one got you. Like, don't start crying.
I'm sorry.
You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
All right, so this week's Duel of Fates, I ended up coming up with a pretty... Actually, take it back.
What?
I didn't come up with this one. I totally forgot. I'm being an a-hole. This was submitted by schmozno.com writer and Jedi Alliance contributor Alex Welsh, all the way from Iowa.
Hi, Alex.
Who one day was like, he called in and he works with us on Schmoz, and he says, "Hey, man, I got a bunch of Star Wars ideas I'd love to share with you." And I said, "Welsh, you send that to me." And he did, and this is the first one he came up with, and it is simply our Duel of Fates for the day. Who is the more loyal companion?
More loyal.
The mighty Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
Or R2-D2.
This is so hard because one is programmed to be loyal and the other one has like a life pact. Like the.
So, people have just coined the phrase dualgasm.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Mod has dualgasms.
Today the show is brought to you. No. So continue.
Does that mean I can master fate?
No.
I'm so sorry. I'm a good girl. I didn't know what the chakra thing was, so I still...
You're a Jedi.
Okay. So in playing Knights of the Old Republic, I realized that when you rescue Zalbar and save his life, he has a life debt. And he's like, "My life is yours." And, they self-enslave kind of thing. I am yours to do what you will because you saved my life, so you own it. Whereas R2-D2 is programmed. I mean, the thing is, though, if you fry a few wires, you could recalibrate his loyalty, but then you can just kill a Wookiee.
Okay.
Well, you can't just kill a Wookiee.
That's true. That's very true.
That's tough.
I'm going to go Team Chewie on this one. I think he's the more loyal and better sidekick. I can't say that.
No, but that's your favorite character. I get it.
R2's got the jetpack now. He's got the zap. He's got the do. He's got the wiring.
Yeah.
But, like, Chewie's the man.
Chewie's there.
He's the muscles. He's the get rid of him.
And
kill him.
It's not just a Han. It also goes to his family. I mean, in the Thrawn trilogy, he's there to protect Leia and her babies who aren't born yet. You know, all that kind of thing. Like, so there's a little bit of that. The question is also, how sentient is R2-D2? I mean, there seems to be a lot of thought going through that little droid's brain that is beyond his program.
He could have said who Yoda was.
He was his programming not to tell Yoda?
Could have said who Vader was.
As a Star Wars fan, I choose to believe R2 chose not to share that information.
Because he's not... Yeah. Loyal. Yeah.
Who are you going to?
Chewbacca, man.
You're going to Mighty Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah. No, same reason. He's got his life packed. He's, he would do literally anything and give up his life.
He may drag his feet doing it, but he'll do it.
Yeah, he'll do it with a little sass, too.
Yeah.
But he, there's nothing he won't do for Han or Leia or the kid or, whoever.
Perfect.
As well as R2, yes, programming, and he's kind of a dick.
At times,
he's very snooty to Mr. C-3PO.
Yeah, but wouldn't you? He gives me...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like...
The willies.
I feel like R2 could be nicer to him. Maybe a little more understanding.
I think the moment where it really solidified the friendship and the loyalty is in Return of the Jedi. I know, buddy. I know. They're like holding each other.
Yeah.
Chewie's like...
Everyone has delusions of grandeur.
I'm a dog person as well.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like Chewie's the ultimate companion animal.
He was based off of George's dog that used to ride in the front seat of Marshall Lewis's car, taken from the book How Star Wars Conquered the Universe, which, by the way, Chris Taylor, the author, is going to be coming on this show March 9th.
Hey.
Well, we're going to do a clean sweep here. I'm going to put my official vote as the Mighty Chewbacca.
I think we've all have done that.
Well, I hadn't voted yet.
I haven't voted yet. But that's his vote.
But
in your
face. R2's close, but someone I just saw, I'm going to scroll back up on the comment section here if I can see. Someone just saw, and you mentioned it, Gregory Castillo in the chat board. I'm going to edit yours a little bit. R2 doesn't give two bleep about anybody. The end, R2's very loyal in some ways. He's a good companion. He's good in a pinch. He's going to kill some droids for you. He's going to keep your secrets. Mm-hmm. But when 3PO and R2 were stranded on a strange planet,
see ya!
R2's like, I got a mission to do, but good luck with that. And that's why Chewbacca, I don't think Chewbacca would have ever done that unless you told him to.
Yes.
Chewie would have been there in the end. He was also a good companion to Yoda in Revenge of the Sith.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He and Tarful protected
Yoda. He's a warrior.
Yeah. So
with the
Chewbacca
bowcaster.
Here.
Yeah.
Chewbacca across the board. We're going to put that up on the Facebook page like we do every day, and you can weigh in. We'll read the results and your comments next week. Did you survive that one? You're soul okay? You feel it right there?
I don't really like hearing that R2's a dick, though, so if you could...
Well,
but kind of
is. He is. I mean, you know, I watched
he's
the trilogy.
A little snarky.
I watched it this weekend just to, you know, get in the mood. And seriously, that they're on.
But him and Luke, when they're going to the Dagobah.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's
I mean,
good banter.
Him and 3PO, they're right there, and he's just like, I'm going over here.
I think.
And
to be honest, though, I can relate.
I mean,
if I was stranded with C3, I'd be gone.
It's a little bit of a Laurel and Hardy relationship.
Good. Where are you going?
Yeah, we've all got that whiny friend you sometimes just want to, you know, hey, I'm going to go get a drink in the corner. You got, it's him. Or did he point to me? What a jerk. So that's where we're going. We're going to put it out. You guys got some great comments in here, but we're going to read them off of Facebook. And the time we have left, we've been running crazy today. This has been a fun show. Thank you, Joe, so much for coming by and having fun with us. But we're going to close this out because this one's kind of inspired by you.
Oh, no.
Now I'm having a problem with what you had with lunch.
Sorry.
I know it's coming.
We're going to take a moment to look at obsessive fandom.
Oh, boy.
We're hosting the show because we're obsessive fans.
Mm.
You're a guest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching live, you're in the chat room, you're an obsessive fan. Now, that could mean buying these toys, and I paid a lot of money for this job, believe me. How to track it down.
I'm going to get the Rancor. I've been looking it up three times now.
I'm waiting for the Han Solo on the Tauntaun release to come soon by Black Series.
For me to
buy 3 to 5 variant covers of each of these issues, I'm obsessive.
Mm.
But there's some times where we all know we cross little lines.
Yeah.
You, sir, first of all, you own a cat.
Mm-hmm. That's bad enough.
What's
live
the cat's
on your own.
Name?
The cat's name is Lando.
Cat's called Lando.
Yeah.
I have a cat named Lando.
I know you're not the only person in the world to have a cat named Lando.
And he's a jerk.
So what are some other obsessive Star Wars fan moments?
Well, I think... If I really tried, I could probably live with just a new Star Wars T-shirt for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, I can do a month. Like,
well, this is our 27th episode.
Mm.
I don't believe I've repeated a T-shirt yet.
I have once, and I felt really dead inside,
guilty.
So I bought some new ones.
Yeah,
there you go.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Old school Vader.
And it took me a long time to figure out which one. You know, I had them like lined up, and I was like, "Which one am I going to wear?" And of course, I went because red. It pops.
Mm. It pops.
It's
a power color. You money?
Oh, the fact that for my very, very first date, so I was 11 years of age, and I think I'd...
Wait, you started dating that young?
Yeah. Well, you know, like when you
I'm waiting to start. I'm 39 in 2 months.
In primary school, what do you call it? What do you call
elementary school?
Yeah, okay. You know, sometimes you realize that boy germs and girl germs aren't so bad.
No.
Okay, so we did a mixed gender, like, day out on the holidays, vacation. And it was 3 guys and me and 1 other girl, and we were choosing what movie to watch. I dragged them all to see Return of the Jedi, and none of them had seen a Star Wars movie at all.
Wow.
And I had to explain the whole movie during it. Like, what's happening here? Well, it's because but I didn't care. It was a selfish thing that I did.
So that's when you felt.
But I tried to sway friends of mine at a very young age to love Star Wars, and they didn't, and I still do. I think that's like the first thing that I remember.
That's the first one, and I'm sure there's more.
Yeah, I'm planning a few tattoos.
Some tattoos of tattooing.
I wanted a lightsaber down my fingers.
I could have
a...
Oh, that's good.
That'd be cool.
You spend so much time making
I have a lightsaber tattoo.
No, you don't.
No, I'm kidding. Mine is pretty simple. There was a time in my life when I believed in love, and I believed in getting married.
I want to know what love is.
And I want you to show... Ryan Adams does a great cover of that, by the way, right now. And I believed in getting married, and I believed in having children. And I used to carry around in my wallet a name of the list of names of the names I'd name my future children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What would be your son's name?
That one was kind of boring. You know, I didn't have any Star Wars connections with that.
Awesome.
I had some family names, Nicholas after my late uncle, all that kind of stuff. But ask me what I'd name my daughter.
What would you name your daughter?
Leia Amidala Knapsack.
Don't do that.
The fact that I even wrote that down and carried around as a realistic option for a poor child that I would plan on bringing into the world showed that I was crossing the line of Star Wars fandom and maybe not considering other people's feelings in this journey.
Please never do that.
I can relate.
Please.
I mean, I have a geekdom. Mm-hmm. First, ask me what I'd name my kids.
Buddy, yep. What would you name your kids?
I would name my son Link. From Legend of Zelda,
mm-hmm.
the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great name. Missing. And every time he goes, well, where's Missing Link? And I would name my daughter, JT, you ready for this one? Elora. I would name my daughter Elora from Elora Dannon.
From Willow.
From Willow.
I would be on board for that.
Elora.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd be on board for that.
But should I have another son or daughter?
Yeah.
You can mark my words.
Maybe you should name your son fully. I got to read some quickly. We got some great ones here. James Gordon said, in about a week, I plan on spending $150 on a custom lightsaber and possibly another $100 on some Sith Lord looking robes.
Nice.
There you go.
And that's not for Halloween or anything. That's an anniversary.
My favorite one, and I'm so glad you put this. I saw this, and I'm so glad you put this on. James Floodgate.
Yep.
Wrote, when I was younger, I wrote Star Wars Episode 7. In it, Luke turned evil, and Yoda had to come back from the dead to stop him. I almost would want to see that story, James.
Yeah. I would totally watch that.
And James, send that script on over.
Yes.
And like 7-year-old version of it as well. Like anything could happen.
Yeah.
Like logic out the door.
It's like Axe Cop. You know, it'd be like, like totally out there, crazy, things are happening. I'd love that.
And then a chocolate milkshake comes in, and it's like, it helps him live. I'll be like, yes!
Sure.
That was my Saturday morning as well.
Yeah.
We've got one from Jake Farrell. Jake mm-hmm. Brosden Farrell. He said, I'm an admin of a Star Wars group. Relatable.
That's a good
That
job
takes responsibility.
That's responsibility.
Yeah.
Eric Olson's my favorite.
And he's one of our great listeners at Jedi Alliance. Eric, I love your videos. Post more.
I grew a Jedi braid for over 6 or 7 years.
That's almost a winner. Eric Olson,
be with you.
Yes, impressive. Yeah. Most impressive. Because you've got to commit. It's one thing, Joe, for us to go buy 17 covers of the same comic.
That is a commitment.
That's a commitment with my credit card. But you've got to commit. And go out in public.
Yeah,
what's that?
We aren't carrying
it's
these around.
My Jedi braid,
and that's not a phase either. 6 or 7 years,
right? Yeah.
That is, like,
I had a Dennis Eckersley relief pitcher mullet for 3 years in '88.
I had pink hair a couple of
90.
Months ago.
Well, but that's it. You had to commit to that to that point. So, Eric Olson, that's one of my favorite
ones.
That's
good.
And to finish it off, Madeline.
This was also pretty good. You guys had some great comments.
You go. Put my phone down.
Madeline Rowe, Maddie Rue, who will be coming back on March 2nd with our special guest, Roger Craig Smith, to participate in a reading of her short story of the Sith Academy tale of Cecile, the Sith apprentice librarian. She wrote, I wrote a Star Wars fan fiction chapter and mistakenly showed it to Ken Knapsack.
Best thing she ever did.
Yeah.
It's so good, guys.
It's so, I cannot wait.
Cecile, she works at the Jedi Academy as a librarian and doesn't really believe in being evil, but she's still a Sith.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is she going to do? Everyone else is a bastard.
I think it's great.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I'll
be tuning in next
week. We got some great episodes coming up. We got the next week, we're going to be taking a look at the classic action figures with Mike Black and Joseph Scrimshaw.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Maddie Rue coming back in with Roger Craig Smith, one of the best video game voice actors around, a great friend of ours, going to do the reading along with you doing some voices.
Yes.
And then on March 9th, Chris Taylor, the author of How Star Wars Conquered the Universe, coming
on. I got to read
in.
That.
It's been great. I got a chance. Oh, by the way, to interview a little guy named Mark Hamill this week.
I've heard of that guy.
On the Schmoes No Movie Show.
Yeah. He did that. He asked him a question and everything.
It was a pretty seminal moment in my life to sit down via the telephone, along with Christian Harloff and Mark Ellis and the Schmoes No crew. We got a chance to sit down. It was supposed to be
that was great.
10-minute interview, and it turned into about a 22-minute interview. And at one point, we were actually explaining canon to Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Who was asking questions. Wait, what? What was that?
What's official now?
It's like, I remember at one point I heard I had a wife, Mara Jade. You know?
That's awesome.
We got to make a faster, more intense joke. It's great. You can see it on the Schmoes No SK podcast YouTube page. We got 20 plus minutes with Mark Hamill. And I felt, I asked him, what we're all happy as fans that the band is back together, but would there have been anything that would have caused you to not come back to the Star Wars universe? Mm-hmm. And he had no hesitation, said yes, absolutely. He questioned even doing it.
Why?
That they shouldn't go back to something that was so good. And also, if Harrison, Carrie were not on board, he would not have come back.
Yep.
All or none.
And all for one, and which is interesting because I think of all the main characters, I think Luke Skywalker is the one that had to come back. So to know that if it all hinged on Harrison, notoriously prickly and uncomfortable with the Star Wars universe, if he had said, I'm okay.
Now I don't think I want to do the Star Wars.
So anyways, it was a great interview, and I wanted to share it all with you.
Very happy.
The excitement of it. Yeah.
I'm sure good Harrison you are. Ford impressions.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, to beat Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that's right.
I cried afterwards.
You ever had breakfast with Owen Lars? Yeah. You. You've had your shot.
Cool. So toys you say next week. I have to buy this Rancor. I'm going to do it.
You going
to
do it?
Yeah.
You going to do it? You got any figures you want to share? Send some first to us?
No, because I don't have too many toys, or because if I really end up diving into it, then that's all I'll ever do.
Yeah. It'll be like an episode of Hoarders, and he'll be like swimming through the toy collection.
Yeah, see, I won't be like Ken and just leave them in their boxes. I'll be like, no, this is the Empire on this side of my room, and this is the... And yeah, no, it would just be madness, and then I wouldn't have money for comic books.
You gotta have money for comic books.
Or food for Lando.
You out there should have money for Darth Vader issue 1, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
If you could only get toys or comics for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Toys.
Comics.
Really?
Toys, comics.
Video games.
That makes sense. We're split. We're down the aisle here. If you've ever seen my room, I'm running out of room for my Star Wars toys and Legos.
If I ever get robbed, I'll just start throwing all the games at them. I would not run out.
So that has been a fun, wild, wacky Star Wars Jedi Alliance episode 27.
Yes.
Thanks, Joe, for coming in. You can follow Joe at JoeRue23.
That's me.
You and I will still talk Star Wars every day.
Why 23?
My birthday's on the 23rd of May.
But it's Michael Jordan.
And because it's like Michael Jordan. I'm a Laker fan. I'm not...
Sport.
If it was sports, it'd be magic.
Hey,
32.
Don't forget to subscribe to all the shows on the Popcorn Talk Network. That's youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can get profiles. They're going great. They got Will Smith coming up, Guilty Movie Pleasures, Box Office Breakdown, Meet the Movie Press, Marvel Movie News, DC Movie News. Don't forget the Schmoes No Main Show, the Schmoes No Movie Show live.
I know those guys.
6 p.m. PST every Thursday.
Ken and I on... Sorry, no. Maybe Mark Hamill won't come back in. Ken and I also on social media. You can catch us on Instagram and Twitter at Ken Knapsack, at Maud Garrett. That's 2 R's, 2 T's. Also, Geek Bomb. Give them a follow on YouTube. We just hit a huge 5,000 mark, which is big for me.
That's great.
Yeah. 5,000.
You guys are doing great. Geek Bomb is a great network of wonderful people. And that wonderful pixelated picture of you and the Boba Fett t-shirt was great. I loved it. Loved it. Don't forget, if you're on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review to Jedi Alliance. Follow us at Jedi_Alliance. That's the new one. I saw you did that. Popcorn Talk Schmoes. No.
Yep.
This has been Jedi Alliance on the Popcorn Talk Network. We talk movies.
And many bothans died to bring us this information.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit PopcornTalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.